This podcast is brought to you by Touch a Life.
Hello, listeners. I am Jayashree, and I welcome you to another brand new episode on self-awareness and emotional well-being with Anu Krishna from Ask Aware Living. For our first-time listeners, Anu Krishna is a mind coach, master of mindful awareness teachings, expert counselor, and a perpetual student of human awareness. She is a vibrant soul with deep compassion and commitment towards human well-being and upliftment through self-awareness. Just like every week, we are back with another wonderful concept, a wonderful topic, and this is something which we really, really need to know about. And there are a lot of people in this generation, particularly, who are more inclined towards entrepreneurship and more inclined towards startups and, you know, developing their own companies and stuff. So Touch students, aspiring students, or somebody who's already into their professional life, they kind of face challenges sometimes, which is very natural and obvious. But it's really important to know how to navigate those challenges and how they can, you know, understand those challenges with awareness and, you know, bring about a solution for them. So today we're going to talk about the emotional roller coaster of entrepreneurship. So there are a lot of emotions that come along with, you know, anything that we start and anything that we do. And entrepreneurship is nothing different. So there are a lot of people who will definitely have many, many emotions, mixed emotions. It's not always happy. It's not always profits. So there are a lot of issues that come across. So they are going to have a roller coaster ride, definitely. So we are going to talk about that today with Anu Krishna. Hi, Anu.
Hi, Jayashree. Great morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And welcome back on our show. This is a very interesting topic and I'm excited.
Thank you, Jayashree. Yes, as you rightly said, this is a very exciting topic and entrepreneurship is not a small deal, right? So yes, correct. It's very important to understand the role of emotions in an entrepreneurship and in the life of an entrepreneur.
Agreed. So my first question to you, just, you know, to dive directly into it. What is the role of emotions in entrepreneurship?
Okay. Emotions have a major role to play in all of our life, right? Let it be
Agreed.
An entrepreneur or not an entrepreneur, you, me, anybody. But why we are specifically taking this particular role as an entrepreneur, right? Because the dynamics involved is kind of little different when compared to somebody who is working for an organization and somebody who has their own venture or their own company or a setup or something, right? Because when it comes to my own organization or something I have started, it involves a lot of risk the first time because I'm investing my money in starting something where I am responsible for the outcome, right? I have to take accountability of whatever happens. Let it be a profit or a loss, I am accountable for it. And I have the ownership of what is happening. So this responsibility, accountability and ownership goes up till the end for an entrepreneur when compared to somebody who is working for another organization, right? So the risk is also involved there. And the kind of work an entrepreneur does is everything they have to do, right? From the plan for the business and getting the desired results, what the goals, achieving the goals, targets. Everything is the responsibility of this entrepreneur along with handling the clients, handling their own team, handling the customers. So there is a lot of emotions that comes along with this as a package, right? You can, when you compare somebody working for an organization compared to someone who is an entrepreneur, you see there are certain emotions which affects an entrepreneur pretty deeply than an employee. So yes, understanding these emotions are very important if an entrepreneur wants to rise above them and just focus on what they want to achieve instead of being carried away by the emotion.
Understood that. And rightly, as you mentioned, it's important that, you know, we definitely understand with awareness of what's going through. So in all of this, I see that being an entrepreneur, and for that matter, any role that you play, resilience is something which is extremely important, right? So if you want to achieve something and if you're like, you know, hell-bent on that, you want to do it. So what role does resilience play in navigating the emotional ups and downs of entrepreneurship?
Right. As you mentioned, everybody needs resilience if they want to achieve something, right? Along with resilience comes your determination, dedication, and the consistent effort also. Like even if you want to complete a project or you set a goal for your personal goal or a professional goal for yourself, and if you want to achieve the goal, all these things are necessary, right? Resilience becomes very important because this gives you the strength to face the odds, right? You go through certain challenges. What makes you rise above these challenges is the resilience to fight against them, right? So when it comes to an entrepreneur, day in and day out, they face so many challenges, right? So many setbacks they face. The only difference is here, they are responsible for all this. It comes back to them. Like if a machine breaks down, it comes back to the entrepreneur to, they did not repair it directly, but it somewhere impacts the work they have scheduled. Somewhere it impacts the target they have set. So people challenges, employee challenges, or a client has a problem, or the inputs, the raw materials, or what, where you're procuring, there is a challenge. So every single area, any challenge happens, it's going to directly impact the entrepreneur only, right? So right from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, they are facing n number of challenges, right? So imagine if I have to face challenges throughout my day, what kind of strength I should be having? Because if I don't have that resilience to face these challenges, it's very easy for me to give up at any point in time, isn't it? So if I feel that it's not worth it, how much stress can I take? How much setbacks can I face? How much failures can I go through? I'm giving all my, putting all my efforts, but what I'm facing is only challenge. So many people go through that. That's why if you see, not many are able to survive. They wind up their business or they say, I can't do it. And then they go back to being an employee. So to face the challenges, one has to have that resilience, which gives them the strength to break through it. Otherwise, it will break them. The challenges will break them, right? So that's why an entrepreneur needs more resilience than their counterparts, maybe.
Very well said. The importance is definitely equal in all the roles. But then when you're an entrepreneur and you have many, many lives depending on you, the responsibility that they shoulder is a lot more. So agreed on that. And, how can the aspiring entrepreneurs manage the fear of failure, uncertainty and self-doubt that arise often during their journey? And, after you explain that, I would also want you to focus on the strategies that they can employ to overcome these challenges and stay committed to their entrepreneurial path.
Yeah. When a person is starting something new, right? Mm-hmm. And that too, when their idea is unique, not like others, they come with the idea, right? They feel that this can definitely give that kind of results that they are expecting, right? So initially, we may not experience the kind of success that we were looking for, right? There may be some setbacks, there may be some, very good response you are getting. So a person who comes with this trust only on their skill or on their idea, and when the idea is not giving that kind of a result, the chances of them feeling that it is not working and going back is very high. Because they are just coming as a skill, trusting the skill, and then they are coming, right? But if somebody wants to become an entrepreneur, they have to first understand how to think like an entrepreneur. That is more important. Because when you, like I had met a physiotherapist, one of my coaching sessions, right? She is one of my students. So when I met her first, she said I started this clinic 6 months ago, and in the main area, in the market area. So I've been trying to attract more clients, but I'm seeing there are not much of walk-ins and responses are coming. So I'm planning to shut the clinic and start doing home visits. Okay. And then when we discussed deeper, I could identify that her approach of this is a business, right? When you put up a shop or when you start something, it's a business, right? When you start a business, you also have to think like an entrepreneur, not just like that physiotherapist. When you think like an entrepreneur, you will start getting ideas. You will start looking at the challenge in a different perspective. You will start identifying why there is no walk-ins. What can I do to ensure that my name, my clinic's name is getting known by people? Where all can I promote it? How can I ensure that I get more walk-ins? Isn't it? So when you think like an entrepreneur, your whole perspective changes about the things that you are looking at. But when you look at it only as a person who has a skill, then your vision is very limited. You cannot look beyond it, right? So the fear of failure starts even after somebody starts a venture. There's always a doubt in the mind, right? They're going, will I succeed? Because the stake involved is high. Your money, your time, your energy, and even your certain amount of your image is, you're investing in that, right? So there is always a fear in the mind. What if I fail? What if this venture fails, right? Not just a business. If you are operating out of fear in anything that you do, the chances of that failing is very high. Because when you are operating out of fear, the second thing you have mentioned is self-doubt, isn't it? Fear right. automatically triggers self-doubt in you. There is always a fear at the back of your mind. So anything that you do, you will have a doubt. Will this succeed or not? Will this succeed or not? So when these two are combining like a dangerous chemicals in your mind, right, self-doubt and fear, how will you be able to give you 100%? Think about it. You're always thinking about what will go wrong. And this doesn't stop here, right? So even if there is a small mistake you did or something that didn't go as per you wanted, so automatically you will get into the spiral of overthinking, and then it will lead to anxiety. And it is not going to stop there. It is going to leave you in a turmoil of, or I would say tornado of stress. And that stress is going to make you think, what am I doing? Why am I even doing this? I'm always stressed. So if you want to work on this stress, if you want to focus on your business, focus on what your baby, then you have to eliminate that fear and self-doubt in the first step, right? And uncertainty, yes, uncertainty is there because we don't know what's going to happen, because even our life is uncertain, isn't it? We don't know what's going to happen, but if we choose to stay thinking about that uncertainty, how are we even going to live? So instead of focusing on this, focusing on the fear of failing somewhere, the uncertainty of the business, or believing the doubt on yourself, the best thing would be to learn to break this, come out of it, and focus on what you actually wanted to do. My question would be, is your idea or your dream is weaker than your fear? If yes, then you should be doing something else. Because having this fear and self-doubt and then wanting to do this doesn't match. So which is more important for you? Which is a priority? Staying in self-doubt and fear, or wanting to put this in action, your dreams in action, want to achieve the goal that you have in your mind? So that you have to decide. So once you make a decision, then comes the strategy, right? The strategies that one can use to overcome these challenges is understanding how the mind is thinking, because mind becomes the core of everything that we do, right? How we think is what going to reflect in our actions, isn't it? Our behavior and our actions. So if we self-doubt is a reflection, fear is a reflection of something going on in the mind, something deeper in the mind, that could be from our past experiences, right? Or judgments, our own judgments about ourselves, our own opinions about ourselves, or others' judgments and opinions, our experiences, many things could be there. So if we want to mitigate this fear, self-doubt, we have to go deeper in our mind and understand where is this fear and self-doubt coming from. So once we learn to eliminate that experience that we are holding on, or any kind of a judgment that we are holding on, and learn to rise above them, we will know how to think going ahead. When we learn how to think, whenever there is a challenge, we have a different perspective now. We don't stick to our old perspective, which is actually pulling us down, isn't it? So that would be a permanent solution if somebody wants to overcome the fear of failure and self-doubt, right? And apart from that, taking support from someone who can guide you, right? Who can guide you through when you feel you are stuck. Like many entrepreneurs, they have a coach for themselves. They have somebody who can help them to break free from these kind of limiting thoughts. So such support can definitely help you, because we may not know everything, isn't it? So what is there is nothing wrong in taking support from an expert who knows or who can guide us in that area. So that would be the second strategy. If somebody wants to overcome their fear of failure, self-doubt, or any kind of a lower emotion that they are stuck in.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I believe all these strategies definitely will help the entrepreneurs who are in doubt and have the fear of failure, because as you rightly said, this is inevitable. To have a fear is inevitable at one point. But it is also important that we break it and, you know, get over that in order to succeed. So beautifully explained. And how can one strike a balance between staying optimistic about the business potential while also being realistic about the challenges it may face? This is, again, another bigger problem.
Yeah. When someone is starting a venture, so they have fair idea about what this idea can do, what this business can do, and that's what you mentioned by the potential of the business, right?
Yes.
They have a fair idea, right? But what we don't know is the external factors. Even though my business has business potential is really high, it can happen only when the external factors are also supportive. So that is something I don't have a control, right? So I have to first identify or be aware of what all challenges that I will come across while I am putting this idea into action, right? So we cannot just say that my business will become successful. If somebody is just thinking on their idea, depending on their idea alone, that I have this idea, this will definitely be successful. I am not bothered about the external factors. And trust me, that business is never going to be a successful one, right? It's going to fail somewhere because you're not willing to open up your mind and accept that there are challenges outside. I have to understand them and also be prepared to handle them. Otherwise, when the challenges come in front of you, you're not prepared to handle that. Then you will break, isn't it? So you have to be also aware, how do I face these challenges when it happens? So that will give me a strength, right? As we discussed in the previous question, the uncertainty. There are so many uncertainties that we may face, which we are never prepared of. Say, for example, COVID. Nobody was prepared for such a pandemic had to happen and such a difficult situation. Many of them, they couldn't survive that, and many kind of survived it, navigated through this, and came out. So what was that? There could be many factors, right? There could be many factors, but one thing is the resilience helped them to face the challenge, right? And also, though even in that challenge, you have challenging situation, you have to be optimistic. You have to stay positive. If you give up, that's it. That's it. You're gone. You're accepting the defeat, and you have to exit. Right? Being optimistic, being positive, and believing in self. So these things will help a person to navigate any kind of a challenging situation. Right? When you also know the potential of what you're doing is really high, it can create wonders. Then you have to be ready about the challenges that can happen, and to face the challenges, prepare yourself mentally.
Agreed on that. Totally. And after you understand all of this, it is also important that, you know, we talk about the stress and the burnout that comes with entrepreneurship. So could you share any strategies or coping mechanisms to deal with stress and burnout for an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I totally agree. The stress and burnout feeling that comes for an entrepreneur is higher than their peers and their counterpart, or people who are working for an organization. That stress is kind of different. There you know, the stress could be of achieving your targets. You have to meet your targets, or you're not able to balance between your work and life. Like for 14 hours you have to spend in your work, and you have very limited time to spend with your family, right? And the uncertainties could be layoffs. It depends upon the kind of situation you're, right?
Yeah.
So that stress is a little different. That responsibility you feel, have the fear of, right now, if I lose my job, who is going to take care of my family, right? That it's a different kind of a stress. When it comes to an entrepreneur, everything is a stress for them. Trust me, every single thing, because it is their own baby. Nurturing the baby, feeding the baby, and making the baby grow, everything is their responsibility, right? So they face challenges in every single step, and this is going to give them stress. So I would say the stress level is kind of, say, higher in for an entrepreneur, right? And so to handle that stress, so as an entrepreneur, as I earlier mentioned, they should learn how to think. How do I look at a situation, a challenging situation, so that I don't allow the situation to impact, situation to influence how I am thinking, right? Because if an entrepreneur is under stress, the first thing that is being compromised is their ability to think, isn't it? And their ability to think is their power, because more than people or investment or ideas or customers, clients, more than all this, what makes a person an entrepreneur? It is their ability to think, isn't it? So that's why how you think is very important, in at least, particularly in this case, in an entrepreneur. So when they identify this, my thinking ability is being compromised if I allow stress to overpower me. So that is where they have to take charge. They cannot allow the situations to carry them along with it and leave them in stress, because if they are in stress, they can't do anything. And if they don't do anything, automatically the business is going to fall down, right? So as I said before, learning to understand the mind, understanding the impact of emotions it is having on their thought process and the ability to think, will help them to rise above stress. Right, and also help them to eliminate the stress. And coming back to burnout, kind of like you feel kind of exhausted, like you're giving your best efforts and the results are not as per your expectations. The sense of burnout is obvious to happen. At that point, if you want to bounce back, the question you have to ask is, how important is this for me? How passionate am I towards this? And also have a different perspective of looking at, am I on the right path? Because many a times, people, when they start a venture with their idea, making that idea successful becomes an image for them. Like, if I don't make this successful, what people will think about me? Even if the idea is not working out, not giving the results they wanted, their need to succeed overpowers the ability to see the facts. So you have to have the clarity also to think in this way, to see what is working and what is not working. What are the facts? If the facts are saying your idea is the best, you just have to hang on there, give your best, keep giving your efforts. Yes, definitely go ahead. But the facts says no, this is not your cup of tea, be prepared to stop there. Otherwise, you're adding more burden to yourself. But when you're emotionally involved, when you involve your emotions in the venture that you're doing, it won't allow you to see things clearly, isn't it? So it becomes much more important. I keep stressing this, because for an entrepreneur, it's very important, and the only power they have is how they are thinking. So when they learn how to think, they don't need a coping mechanism. Because when you say coping mechanism, like suppressing is what I understand from that. When you say coping with something, it's kind of managing. So people would choose to take up management technique, like stress management, anger management. Management is nothing but you're just trying to brush that emotion under the carpet for some time. Okay, I'm not addressing it. I'm not eliminating it. I'll just for now. I'll do something. Now I'm feeling better. Okay, next time you feel stressed, again you repeat it. You feel better and do it again. But the stress is still in your system. It's still there. The fear is still there. Self-doubt is still there. So unless you open the carpet or rip the bandage away and address that thought or an emotion or a feeling, it is not going to go away forever. And when you brush it under the carpet, trust me, the impact is still there on you, even if you don't know, even if you're not able to identify it, it is still there. It is at the back of your mind, always reminding you, isn't it? So more than a coping mechanism, why not look at a sustainable solution, a permanent way that can help you not to get into the stress or burnouts or fear, self-doubts or any kind of a lower emotion that is taking you away from what do you want. Look at it. What do you want? What do you want to create? What do you want to achieve through your idea and these lower emotions? Aren't they taking you away from your goal? If you ask an entrepreneur, why did you become an entrepreneur? Most of them would say, I want to be my own boss, isn't it? Right? I want to be in charge of or in control of what do I want to do. Nobody else should choose for me. I will choose what do I want to do. Right?
Don't want to be bossed around.
Bossed around, exactly. And they say this gives me happiness. I'm happy. I want to be happy doing this. Not that even though, look at this, even though this involves a lot of risk, a lot of accountability, responsibility, ownership, and it needs more efforts than when you are an employee, your time, energy, and investment, obviously, right? It takes away a huge chunk of time off in your life, right? You get very little time to spend for other things till you establish and till you have that financial strength. You have to be here only, right? Even though this, the stakes are high in you becoming an entrepreneur, but still you feel, I am happy doing this because this is what you want to do. So if that is so high, then obviously you have to give your best. You have to be there for 100%.
Agreed on that. Totally agree on that. That was wonderful talking to you, Anu, today. We had some amazing information and I truly believe our listeners will have beautiful takeaways from our show today. Thank you so much for your wonderful time and expertise.
Thank you so much, Jayashree. I'm so happy to share this thoughts about emotional well-being and mental health strength for an entrepreneur. I'm sure we will be delving deeper into this, focusing
yes.
on many, many more areas also.
Yes, absolutely. So for our wonderful listeners out there, to reach out to Anu Krishna, you can write to iam@aware-living.com. or contact on 84212-5888. You can also log on to www.askawareliving.in. That was Anu Krishna for you all today. And stay tuned with us for more such informative and insightful shows to help you get your daily dose of positivity. You are listening to Tal Radio, powered by Touch a Life Foundation. And this is your joyful Jayashree signing off for today. Stay tuned and stay positive.
You have just listened to Tal Radio podcast. For more podcasts, visit www.touchalife.org.